我们感谢主，当我们一进到五十三章的时候，
We thank the Lord when we enter into chapter 53.
我们就看到神在那一个日子很清楚的给他的儿子前面的路有了一个非常明确的发表。
That we can see very clearly in those days, God has a very clear proclamation regarding the path ahead of His Son.
啊，弟兄姊妹都很清楚能看见，从五十二章的下半，神就为着他儿子又做了一次非常非常明亮的见证。
And brothers and sisters can see in the latter half of chapter 52, God has very clearly proclaimed about His Son.
这一个见证的具体的内容。一直延伸到五十三章。
And the testimony of his son continues in chapter 53.
所以到了五十三章的时候，我们很清楚的看见，那就是我们的主，他道成肉身的整个的经历。
And so in chapter 53, we can see very clearly it is our Lord who is the Word becomes flesh and the whole experience.
在旧约的里头，没有一处神说的话比五十三章更清楚的在那里说出他自己的儿子。
There's no place else in the Old Testament that is more clear regarding how a God described His own Son.
And 我们几乎也可以说。
And we can even say this.
一个完整的神的儿子在地上的脚中，就算在新约的里面，也没有一章的圣经。像五十三章那么完整的来发表神儿子的路程。
And we can even say this, even in the New Testament, there's no one chapter that is more clear than chapter 53 here that talks about the complete footsteps of the Son of God.
五十三章并不是很长的篇幅。
And chapter 53 is not a long chapter.
但是确实把神儿子到地上来的事情非常扼要的来了一个宣告。
But it tells us very concisely the experiences of the Son of God on earth.
上礼拜我们轻轻地碰了开头的一点点。
And last week we lightly touched upon the beginning.
但是我们还是要在开头的那一点点里边还要多看一些。
And but we'll continue to look at the points in the beginning of the chapter.
我们感谢神，他是在耶和华面前生长的。
We thank God that our Lord grows before God.
他在父怀里的时候，固然是在耶和华面前生长的。
When he was in the bosom of God, of course he was like a shoot before God.
就是当他道成肉身在人的中间走过了三十三年半的日子，他仍然是活在耶和华的面前。
But even when he was the Word becomes flesh, he was continuing to live before God as a tender shoot.
这里的话说，他在耶和华面前生长，如同嫩芽。
Here it says he grew up before him like a tender shoot.
那我们留意这个嫩芽，就真的是太多太多的那一个含义在其中要给显明出来。
And we need to pay attention to this tender shoot. There's much meaning in it that we need to review.
除了上一次我们所提过的以外，
And besides what we have mentioned last time,
弟兄姊妹，你仍然看到一件事。
And brothers, you will still see this fact.
如果说他在耶和华面前生长如种子，
If it says that he grew up before the Lord like a seed,
那跟他在面前耶和华生长在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，就有很多的差距了。
Then there will be a big difference compared to when it says he grew up before the Lord like a tender shoot.
那一颗种子可以长出生命来。
The seed can give life.
但是不保证一定长出生命来。
But it doesn't guarantee that it would give life for sure.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神说他是嫩芽。
God said that he is like a tender shoot.
他不单是一有过种子的那个历史。
Not only does he have the history of being a seed,
并且他已经在那里发表了生命。
But also he has expressed life.
我们读约翰福音第一章的时候。
When we read the Gospel of John chapter 1,
有一句话 我们不经历的话，我们不会觉得那有什么很了不起的意思。
And there are some words that if we don't pay attention to it, we would take it very lightly.
那是在头一节了。
Which is in verse 1.
太初有道。
In the beginning was word.
道与神同在。
And the word was with God.
这道太初与神同在。
And he was with God in the beginning.
道就是神。
And the word was God.
接上来的那一句话。
And then what continues?
生命在他里头。
And life was in him.
那是中文的翻译。
That was in the Chinese translation.
但是如果我们看到原来的那个意思的。
But if you look at the original meaning,
那个意思就比生命在他里头还要强。
Then the meaning is stronger than even the life was within him.
原来那个意思是怎么来发表它呢?
And how is the original meaning expressed?
它里面的是生命。
And it says, in him was life.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹们在以赛亚书五十三章那里就说到他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
And brothers and sisters, in chapter 53 of Isaiah, it says he grew up before him like a tender shoot.
虽然是嫩芽。
Even though it's a tender shoot.
你已经看见生命发表了。
But you already see the expression of life.
生命已经显出来。
And life is already revealed.
很清楚的就在那里给我们留意。
And very clearly, let us see.
那就是约翰福音那一句话的在这里的宣告。
Which is the expression of the verse in the Gospel of John chapter 1
here. 一个明显的生命在那里显出来。
It's very evident that life is expressing.
虽然在这样的光景显出来，好像那个生命不是一个很丰盛的生命。
Even though the life is expressed in such a condition as if it's not a very abundant life.
但是你确实能看到。
But you can see.
这个嫩芽慢慢的长起来的时候。
When this tender shoot continues to grow.
生命的丰富就是在那里出来的。
The abundance of life will come forth.
我们的主在约翰福音里面说了很多关乎植物的事。
And our Lord has spoke much about things about plant in the Gospel of John.
弟兄姊妹，你同样的可以把主说一粒麦子落不落在地里死了。
And just like when our Lord said if a grain of wheat does not fall on the ground and die,
它仍就是一粒。
And it remains one.
若是死了。
But if it dies,
就结出许多子粒来。
It will bring forth much fruit.
那一节的圣经，你也可以连到这个在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽上头来。
And you can also connect that verse with this verse about how he grew before the Lord like a tender shoot.
因为生命在他里面。
Because in him that is life.
所以当他落在地里死了的时候。
So after he comes to the ground and die,
就结出许多的子粒来。
And it will bring forth much fruit.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神为他儿子这一次做的见证。
That the testimony God has for his son at this time.
非常重的是在生命这一个角度，或是说生命的这一个基础上面。来带进来的。
And very heavily it is brought forth upon the angle or the foundation of life.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
That he grew before the Lord like a tender shoot.
像根出于干地。
And like a root out of dry ground.
我们上次已经提了。
And last time we already mentioned.
他一切的供应都不是从地来的。
All his provision is not from the world or the ground.
地对我们的主来说，从一开头就是非常的残酷的。
The earth from the very beginning was very mean to our Lord.
如同根出于干地一样。
It's like a root out of dry
ground. 你要在那里吸收水分，没有。
If you want to absorb water, there's none.
你要在那里吸收养分，没有。
And if you want to absorb nutrients, there's none.
如果没水，没肥料，那一个嫩芽在地里，那你只好自生自灭。
So if there's no water or nutrients on the ground, that root has to take care of itself.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
他虽然是在地里，却没有对地有任何的要求。
But even our Lord was on earth or on the ground, he has no requirement of it.
他也没有从地接受任何的供应。扶持甚至是同情。
And he has never received any supplies or provision from the ground or even empathy.
感谢神。
We thank God.
他活出一个非常宝贵的一个样式。
That he has lived out this very precious form.
他一直维持他在活在耶和华的面前。
He continued to maintain that he lived before the Lord.
那当他到了地的时候，我们要接下去来看了。
And then now we have to continue to read on.
那里就说到他在地的时候，他隐藏了他自己的荣耀。
Now it talks about when he was on earth, he has hidden his glory.
所以他在人的面前所表达出来的是没有加行美容。
So what he revealed before man is no beauty or majesty.
连我们看见他的时候，也觉得没有什么美貌。可以叫我们去羡慕。
So even when we see him, we find nothing in his appearance that we should desire of him.
弟兄姊妹，我们读这一句话的时候
，And brothers and sisters, when we read this verse,
你必须先要确定谁是我们。
You have to first confirm who is this we or us.
从上文你看到。
And from the text before, we can see.
为神说话的人。
And those who speak for God.
替神传递信息。给他的百姓的人
and those who deliver God's messages to his people
那这些人应当是对神有一定的认识
and these people should have some knowledge about God
但是呢我们的主隐藏他的荣耀和美那和美丽的时候
but when our Lord has hidden his beauty of his glory
隐藏到一个地步连那些服侍他的人为他做工的人都觉得这个人太平凡了。
So he has in them to a point that those even those who serve him or work for him
没有什么吸引人的地方。
There's nothing they can desire of him.
那弟兄姊妹从这里我们真的是看到。
So from here, brothers and sisters, we can truly see.
我们的隐藏是隐藏的，真的是几乎到零的地步。
How our Lord has hidden himself to a point to a zero.
甚至我们可以说。就是到了零的地步。
And we can even say it is to a point of zero.
我们的主在地上的时候。
And when our Lord was on earth.
你看到有几个人认识他是谁。
And there's not many who would know who he was.
在人的眼中看来这个不是木匠的儿子吗
?In man's eyes, he's only the son of a carpenter.
他的妹妹不是叫做什么什么名字吗
?And his sister is called so-and-so.
他的兄弟不是住在我们中间吗
?And his brothers live among us.
他就是这么一点点。
And this is how he is.
所以接下来就是说连我们都觉得他没有什么可以叫我们羡慕的。
So it says here that nothing in his appearance that we should desire him.
那结果呢
？And it's a result.
上文就引出两个事实。
It continues on to about two facts.
但是这两个事实都是透过藐视这一个词来带出来的。
And these two facts are brought forth by this word despise.
头一个藐视。
And the first despise.
第三节。
In verse 3,
他被藐视,
he was despised,
被人厌弃,
and rejected by men,
多受痛苦,
a man of sorrows,
常经忧患,
and familiar with suffering.
我们上次特别也提了,
and last time we made special mention of it.
但是说他是经过许许多多的忧患,
not only has he experienced much sorrow,
而且说他这个人满了的就是忧患。
And we said that he is someone who is full of sorrow.
因为他这里是说他是叫做忧患之子。
Because it says he is a man of sorrows.
这个人有一个特点。
This person has a characteristic.
就是忧患。
Which is sorrow.
那比常经忧患在程度上深多了。
And is much deeper than familiar with suffering.
在经历上。也多得多了。
In its experience, it's much more.
我们的主就是这样成了一个满身是伤痕的人。
And our Lord has become someone who is full of wounds.
弟兄姊妹，我们不知道我们的主在地上的年日。
Brothers and sisters, we do not know about the days when our Lord was on earth.
他所受的凌辱啊，究竟有多少？
That the insults that he has bore, how much that was.
在四福音里边给我们记录下来的 已经不少了。
And there's much recorded in the gospel books.
但是我十分的相信。
But I truly believe.
主所受的凌辱、践踏、拒绝、没有同情，要比记录上来在四福音里面的多得多了。
And I believe the suffering, the insults, and the tremble that our Lord has experienced is much more than that's recorded in the gospel books.
就是在福音书里面所记载的。
And even the ones that are recorded in the gospels.
弟兄姊妹，你看看。
And brothers, you can see.
当他在格拉森释放了那个被鬼附的人的时候。
And when he cast out the demon of, from a person.
按照正常的情形来说。
According to normal situation,
他应该在那里成为一个很受人欢迎的英雄啊。
He should have become a hero that's welcomed by many.
他释放了一个被鬼附的人。
That he has released someone from being possessed by demon.
但是事实上他在格勒森所接受的是什么呢？
But what did he receive?
人家说你这个人很可怕。
And people say that you are a terrible person.
你不能留在我们当中。
You cannot stay among us.
你好离开我们的地方。
You should just leave us.
因为你要是留在我们的地方。
Because if you stay with us.
现在我们就不见了三千头猪。
Now we have lost 3,000 pigs.
如果你再留在这里的话。
But if you continue to stay with us.
也许不是猪了，连羊都没了。
Maybe it's not just the pigs, maybe the sheep will be gone.
那人对他的就是这样的一个。拒绝不欢迎。
And this is the rejection of man, and they do not welcome him.
但是这是非常小的事了。
But this is only a small matter.
如果你看到我们的主挂在木头上的时候，人向他说的那个话。
And if you see when our Lord was nailed on the cross, the words that are spoken by man to him.
弟兄姊妹们，你要是把你自己摆在主当时的那一个位置上。
And brothers and sisters, if you put yourself into our Lord's situation at that time,
我们会多一点体会到主当时所受的那个凌辱是到了一个何等深的地步。
Then we could understand more how much insults that our Lord has received at that time.
人不知道我们的主在那里是为他们预备一个他们连想都想不敢想的大礼物。
That man did not know that our Lord was preparing a great present that is beyond the imagination.
是叫人和人中间那个间隔给完全的打开。
And is to take away the obstacle between among men.
但是人一点都不领会这个。
But men did not understand.
人在底下对还对他说。
And they said to the Lord,
你若是神的儿子，你可以跳下来。
If you were the son of God, you could jump down.
这个人说他来救人，那现在你先救你自己吧。
And this person said that he's come to save men, but now you should save yourself first.
当主在上边喊了一声。
And when our Lord cried,
人就在那里给他造一个故事。
And man would make up a story for him.
他在呼喊以利亚。
He's calling out for Elijah.
好，我们看看以利亚来不来救他。
So fine, let us see if Elijah is here to save him.
弟兄姊妹们，这些话我们今天听来，我们觉得这些人真是可恶。
And today when we hear these words, we'll say that these people are really mean.
那我们心里边那个感觉顶多是就是到了这个地步。
And this is as much as we can feel within ourselves.
但是你若是体会的当时主的心思。
But if you understand our hearts of
the heart of the Lord, 非常明显的晓得。
Then you will truly understand.
主在魂里边所受的伤痕，比肉身上所受的伤痕要严重的多了。
That the wounds in the soul of our Lord is much more than the wounds of his body.
当然，等到后来，他在那里喊出“我的神啊，我的神啊，为什么离弃我”的时候，你能领会得到我们主的连灵里边。都受了好大的痛苦。
And at the end, when our Lord cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Then we can understand, even in the spirit, he has been wounded.
是弟兄姊妹，当我们从最细微的事上面，一直来寻找到我们的主，走完他在地上的路程的里头， 你真的是看见他满身里里外外都是伤痕。
And Burns says, if we pay attention to the smallest matter and look at how our Lord has walked on this earth, then we can see that he is suffering within and without.
许多时候弟兄姊妹们，我们在擘饼的时候，我们在那里说到我们的主为我们所受的苦。
And a lot of times during bread breaking, and we would mention about the sorrows that our Lord has bore for us.
弟兄姊妹，你看，我们对主的认识没有脱得出那个肉身的痛苦这个范围。
And we can see that the knowledge that we have for the Lord is cannot expand beyond the physical suffering.
完完全全没有接触到我们主灵里边和魂里边所受的创伤。
And we have completely not touched upon the sorrow, the suffering of our Lord in his soul and spirit.
但是我们感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
虽然连我们现在这个称为他所买赎的人都不够体会他的忧伤和痛苦。
So even though we who are called the redeemed ones could not even understand the suffering and the sorrow of his.
他仍然是默然的就走上十字架。
But he continued to go onto the cross silently.
他就是那样的默默无声的来接受神给他的这样的一个安排。
And he just received the arrangement from God silently.
那所以当我们看到他头一个被藐视而成为忧患之子的时候，
So when we read that he was despised and become a man of sorrows,
我们能说什么话呢?
What can we say?
我们顶多就能说出。
The most we can say is that,
主啊，你受了你不该受的。
The Lord, you have bore what you do not deserve.
的确，主是受了他不该受的。
Indeed, the Lord has bore what he did not deserve.
因为当时所受的应该是我们受的。
Because what he has received was indeed that what we deserve to receive.
他因着要让父神的心意在我们的身上可以成全。
But because he wants to have the will of the Father be fulfilled in us.
他就接受他不该接受的。
Then he has received what he did not deserve.
他成了忧患之子。
And he has become a man of sorrow.
弟兄姊妹们，这是第一个藐视，引我们去留意到我们主的脚踪。
And Francis, this is the first despise that leads us to take notice of the footsteps of our Lord.
但是他所接受的藐视不是只有这一步。
But the despise that he has received is not just this.
还有再进一步。
And that's one step further.
那里怎么说呢?
And what does it say here?
他说他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not.
那弟兄姊妹们，你看到，刚才我特别是点出那个我们是谁，现在我们才知道。
And my sisters, earlier on I was making special mention about who these people are, this we, and now we know.
第二个藐视所带出来的是比头一个更叫主的心难受。
The second despise that brings forth is even worse for our Lord than the first one.
我想弟兄姊妹们，如果我们灵里面是反应得很快。
And Francis, we have a quick reaction in our spirit.
你会立刻就想到。
Then immediately you will think of this.
彼得三次不认主的事。
That Peter has denied the Lord three times.
你就很清楚看见那个我们了。
Then very clearly you can see that we.
你留意。
Take note.
地上的人对主说的那些话。
People on earth, what they spoke to our Lord.
虽然是教主的感觉上很难过。
Even though the words hurt our Lord's feelings.
但是比起彼得那三次不认主的那些 光景。
But compared to the three times that Peter denied the Lord,
如果我们说主的感情所受的伤害要比那一般人给他的重多了。
And the Lord's feelings that was hurt is much more than the hurt that he received from other people.
但是只有彼得吗？
But was it only Peter?
那其余那十个门徒呢？
What about the other 10 disciples?
他们没有什么话留下来给记录。
There was not much, many words that were recorded.
但是他们的动作就是给记录下来了。
But the actions were recorded.
他们都逃跑了。
That they all fled.
当主最需要人陪伴同情的时候。
When the Lord needed man's empathy and their company most.
他们都走的踪影都不见了。
They fled to a point that you cannot even trace where they were.
弟兄姊妹们，你记得我们的主在克西马尼祷告的时候。
And brothers and sisters, remember when the Lord was praying at Gethsemane?
他怎么对最接近他的那三个门徒说话？
And how did he speak to those three disciples that are closest to him?
你们不能为我警醒片时吗？
Can you not keep watch for me for a moment?
主说这个话不是只说一次。
And the Lord did not just say these words once.
你从这个话里边，你很清楚地领会到在那一个时刻，我们的主是何等何等的迫切需要有人陪伴，有人表同情。
And from these words, we can see how the Lord at that time so urgently needed people's company and their empathy.
但是没有。
But there was none.
在这种情形的底下。
And under this circumstance,
你看到我们的主，他仍然在那里。体恤他的门徒。
And you can still see how our Lord cared for his disciples.
所以主第三次祷告过来看到他们的时候。
So after our Lord prayed for the third time and looked at his disciples.
他们人就来睡着了。
And they were asleep.
没办法跟主警醒片时了。
They could not keep watch with the Lord for a moment. And the Lord said.
你们就睡觉安歇吧。
Let's sleep and rest.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他这样的给他的儿子预先就指出了他的道路。
How our God has foretold the way of his son.
那虽然当时门徒并没有什么藐视他的动作。
Even though at that time the disciples did not have any action that showed despise towards the Lord.
但是他们所表达出来的情形也就表达了我们不甘心与他一同走这一个十字架的路。
But what they have expressed was that they were not willing to walk on this path of the cross with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你就领会得到了，我们也不尊重他是怎么一回事。
Then, brothers and sisters, you can understand when it says that we esteem him not, what it means.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
虽然他在人中间所接受的是这样的一种光景。
Even though this is the condition that the Lord has received among men.
但是马上你接上去，你就看到是父在那里给他儿子做出一个见证，是见证他儿子所走的路。是走得对极了。
But immediately we can see the father is giving a testimony for his son and say that the way that he's walking on is correct.
对在什么地方呢？
And how is it correct?
对在成全神的旨意和目的。
It's correct in a way that it fulfills the heart and the will of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们从第四节接上来的时候。
When we continue to read on starting in verse 4,
上边所提到的全都是把它越带越黑暗的那一种光景。
And what mentioned before this was the condition is getting darker and darker.
但是到了第四节。
But when it comes to verse 4,
神好像把整个事情就扭转过来。
It seems like God has turned around the whole matter.
让我们看见神儿子那个光明面。
that so that we can see the side of light of the Son of God.
上面好像他是往幽暗的里边一直往深去深处去走。
And before that, it was like he was going into darkness and more and more.
但是又到了第四节。
But when it comes to verse 4,
神就说出他儿子的一个真相来。
God has spoken of the truth about his son.
他说他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
It says surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows.
上面说他多受痛苦，常经忧患。
And before this, it says he's a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering.
现在父就在那里说，你晓得他的忧患从哪里来。
Now the father is saying, do you know where his sorrow comes from?
你晓得他的那个痛苦是为了什么。
Do you know why he suffered?
我们的父说，指着他的儿子说。
Our father, pointing at his son, say,
他诚然。
Says that surely.
他诚然。
He surely.
弟兄姊妹们，什么叫做诚然？
Francis, what does that mean by surely?
确确实实是这样呀。
Indeed, it is how he is.
是什么样？
And what is he like?
他实实在在担当了我们的忧患，背负了我们的痛苦。
And surely, or very truly, he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows.
他成为忧患之子，是因为他担当了我们的忧患。
He has become a son of sorrows is because he has took up our infirmities.
他多受痛苦是因为他代替我们去接受痛苦。
He's familiar with suffering is because he has taken our place to receive suffering.
他所以这样走上来。
And the reason that he has walked on this path.
那是因为他要把父向人所显明的那个怜悯很具体的显出在人的身上。
It's because he was to practically express the mercy God has upon men.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
的确，我们看到神的儿子，他在地上的整段的日子就是这样的走过来。
Indeed, we see the Son of God, the days he was on earth, this is how he walked these days.
我们注意到他在叙加井旁跟那个迦南跟那个撒玛利亚的妇人在谈话的那里。
And when we remember the conversation with the Samaritan woman by the well of Sychar.
那一段的话是从这里开始的。
And that conversation begins here.
耶稣走路困乏。
That Jesus was tired after he walked.
不但是困乏。
And not only was he tired,
而是也肚子饿了。
He was also hungry.
那结果门徒就到城里边去买食的。
So the disciples went to town to buy some food.
那结果他就碰上那个撒玛利亚的妇人。
And then he came across this Samaritan woman.
那他就跟他有了一些的谈话。
And then he had a conversation with her.
谈话完了。
And after they talked,
门徒也回来了,
the disciples returned,
带着饮食回来了,
and they brought back food.
他们说, 夫子, 请吃吧。
And they said, Teacher, please eat.
主说, 我不饿了。
And the Lord said that I'm not hungry.
你们吃吧。
You go ahead and eat.
我已经饱了。
I'm already full.
门徒就在那里稀奇。
And the disciples, they were amazed.
他怎么会饱呢?
How could he be full?
谁给他吃呢?
And who gave him food?
是这个撒玛利亚的妇人吗? 不可能。
Is it because of this Samaritan woman? It's not possible.
因为她是出来打水的,怎么会带着食物在身呢?
Because she was here to get water, how could she have food with her?
那谁给食物给我们的主吃呢?
So who gave our Lord food to eat?
主知道他的门徒心里头的那些疑惑。
So the Lord knew about the questions within his disciples' heart.
主就告诉他们说,
and he told them,
你们吃吧, 我有我的食物。
You go ahead and eat, I have my own food.
那他的食物是什么呢?
So what is his food?
就是遵行那差我来者的旨意。
Which is to obey the will of the one who sent him.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那现在这里五十三章就说
Now in chapter 53 it says
他诚然担当我们的忧患背负我们的痛苦
Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows.
如果接着上文所说的我们他接受了一个他不该受的
If we connected to the text before and that he has received something he did not deserve
那我们因着他所接受他不该受的
And we because of what he has received what he received
有什么事情发生在我们身上
What happened to us
弟兄姊妹们我们用什么话来说呢
Brothers and sisters what kind of words can we use to describe it
如果我们往上面一直看上来
If we continue to read on
你非常清楚的你不能推却这个事实
and very clearly and you cannot deny this fact
我们就受了我们所不配得的
that we have received what we do not deserve or we're not worthy of
因着我们的主受了他不该受的
because our Lord has received what he did not deserve
就造出一个这样的结果我们就受了我们所不配受的。
It brings forth this result that we can receive what we are not worthy of.
但是当我们的主是那样走上来的时候
But as our Lord walked on this path,
没有几个人知道他为什么要这样走。
Not many understand why he walked on this path.
刚才我们先提到了十字架上底下人对他说的那些话。
And we have mentioned earlier about the words spoken by man when he was on the cross.
甚至在若干年后，你看到那个时候仍旧叫做扫罗的这一个人。
And even after many years, this person named Saul.
他怎么说到我们的主呢
？How did he describe our Lord?
虽然圣经里面没有明说。
Even though it's not spoken clearly in the Bible,
但是间接就说出了
but indirectly it mentioned
这个人是该死的
that this person deserved to die.
那是跟随他的人也该死的
All those who follow him deserve to die.
我虽然不没有亲手杀掉那个人
even though I could not kill this person by myself.
但是跟随他的人我就来对付他
but all those who follow him, I would have to deal with them.
弟兄姊妹们这个不是扫罗吗
But sister, isn't this Saul?
他还没有在给主意见的时候，他是不是这个样子来看我们的主呢
Before he come across the Lord, isn't it the way he looked at our Lord?
像保罗这样来看我们的主的人，在地上多着呢
And there are so many who looked at our Lord the same way as Saul did.
几乎可以说遍地都找到。
We can say even all over the world, you can find these kind of people.
不单是上边说我们不尊重他。
Not only did it mention earlier, it says that we esteem him not.
这里再特别加重一点。
And here it talks about it even heavily.
当我们的主曾经又背负我们的痛苦，承担我们的那个忧患的时候。
When our Lord took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows.
我们还说，这个人是该活该的。
And we say that he deserved it.
因为神现在追讨他。
Because now he's being pursued by God.
神惩罚他。
God is punishing him.
果然是神惩罚他。
Indeed, God was punishing him.
但是不是因为他该受惩罚。
But it's not because he deserved to be punished by God.
而是因为我们所该受的那一些转移到他的身上。
But it was because what we deserve is transferred to him.
所以神的那个追讨，神的那个击打，就没有落在我们的身上，而落在他自己儿子的身上。
So the pursuit by God and also the punishment by God have not fallen onto us but onto him.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以神指着他的儿子说出那个真相。
So God pointing at his son to speak forth the truth.
人都不知道他是谁。
That men do not know who he was.
人都不明白他所做的是为什么。
And men did not understand why he did what he did. But God said,
他为你们的过犯受害，为你们的罪孽 受伤压伤
that he was pierced for your transgressions and he was crushed for your iniquities.
我们把神为他儿子 所做的个见证照着这里的话直接的放在我们身上的时候
If we look at the testimony God has for his son and place it in us,
就像这里的话一样
It's just like the words here.
那只我们他为我们的过犯受害为我们的罪孽压伤
But he was pierced for our transgressions He was crushed for our iniquities
他在那里受压伤
That he was crushed
他在那里受那个受害
And he was pierced
乃是因着我们的缘故
It was because of us
因为如果神不在他身上追讨神的追讨就会落在我们的身上
But it's because if God does not pursue after him then he will pursue after us
而如果他不接受那些追讨的话
And if he did not receive the pursuit
那我们没有一个人在神的面前有路可以走
Then none of us has a way out before God.
但是因为他做了这样的一件事
But because of what he has done,
结果他受了痛苦
As a result, he has bore the sorrows.
灵与魂与体都受痛苦
That his spirit, his soul, and his body all has bore sorrows.
我们得了平安
Then now we can have peace.
因着他所受的鞭伤
and because of his wounds
我们就得了医治
then we are healed
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
这是神在他儿子的身上所显明的一个极深极重的恩典的事实
and this is a great mercy and grace that is manifested upon his son
他让他的儿子去承担所有人所该接受的
that God has let his son to take upon himself all that is deserved by men
然后把他儿子原来所有的转过来赏给我们
and then he gives all that his son has to men
所以说他受刑罚我们得平安
That's why it says that by the punishment that brought us peace was upon him.
他受鞭伤，我们得医治。
And by his wounds we are healed.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们很不明白。
We truly cannot understand.
为什么他会碰到那么严厉又深重的那些事情
That the reason why he would come across this heavy and serious matters
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
神说
God said
我们这些人都如同羊走迷了路
That we all like sheep have gone astray
我们行走我们以为对的路
We go on our way thinking that that's the correct way
结果我们都在旷野迷失了
But at the end we are all lost in the wilderness
结果我们都回不了家了
And at the end we cannot return home
结果我们都看不到我们有路当然更看不到我们有前途了
And as a result we could not see a way out and could not see a future
弟兄姊妹们，你真正 光看人的那个实际的光景，你说人有什么前途
？And brothers, if you look at the true conditions of man, and you would say, what kind of future do we have?
你能活到120岁
？If you can live until you're 120,
现在人能活到100岁已经很不简单了。
And nowadays, it's not a simple matter if someone can live to 100 years old.
更不要说活到120岁。
And not to say even to 120 years old.
就算我们能活到120
，And even if we can live to 120
那121你在哪里
so where are you when it's 121
你没有路了。
There's no more way out.
你没前途了。
There's no more future.
但是人都不太知道自己的实在的光景。
But men do not know the true conditions.
今天下午我们家里接了一个电话。
And this afternoon we received a phone call at home.
我是王师母去接的，我没听。
And Sister Wong received a phone call. I did not answer the call.
后来她告诉我。
And later on she told me.
原来是我一个外甥女儿的媳妇儿。
It's a daughter-in-law of my niece.
今天早晨还是是啥？今天早晨，应该是昨天晚上，就过去了。
And it's last night that she passed away.
她过去的蛮舒服的，应该。
And she passed away peacefully.
因为她是在睡觉当中。就没有再起来。
Because she just passed away in her sleep.
她的丈夫还陪着她一同睡在那里。
And her husband was beside her.
还以为她熟睡没醒，不敢喊她。
And he thought that she was in a deep sleep and didn't want to wake her.
因为她是第三期的那一个 cancer.
Because she is in the third stage of cancer.
结果后来还没看见她动。
And later on, when he found that she wasn't moving,
要去准备叫她,
and was prepared to wake her,
摸摸她都已经冷了,
and when he touched her, she was already cold.
但是感谢主, 这个年轻人信主也是蛮追求蛮敬虔的。
But thank the Lord, this young man, he is very...
Young man, that's a young woman.
The young woman, that, she was very diligent in pursuing after the Lord.
所以他自己也就是这样主把他带过去。
So this is how the Lord has received her.
剩下一个女儿，一岁半不到两岁。
And there she has a son that was left and is not even 2 years old.
如果你要从外面那个环境来看，可怜不可怜？很可怜。
If you look at the outward environment, is it not pitiful? It's very pitiful.
实在是很可怜。
And it's very sad.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们知道这一个女孩子她到主那去。
And we know that this woman, this young woman, she has gone to the Lord.
但是剩下的家人呢，那当然是非常难过了。
But of course, her family is very sad.
但是我们可以这样说。
But we can say this.
你活到120岁，你也是要走这个路。
Even if you live until you're 120 years old, this is the same way you will go.
你也不会因为你很年轻，所以你不必走这个路。
And it would not because you are still young that you don't have to go on this way.
都一样。
It's all the same.
你要看前途。
If you want to look at the future,
前途就是这个样。
This is the future.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
因着我们的主，他这样跟我们换了一个位置。
And it is because of the Lord that He has exchanged His position with us.
我们该站的，他不让我们站，他说，你闪开。
And the position we should have stood on, He said that you should not stand here, you go to the side.
我来站这里。
And I will stand here.
因着这样的一个转换。
And because of this exchange.
弟兄姊妹们，你就看到，
因他
受的痛苦，因他受的刑罚，我们就得了平安。
Then you can see, brothers and sisters, the punishment that brought us peace was upon him.
因他受的鞭伤，我们就得了医治。
And by his wounds we are healed.
我们都如羊走迷。
We all like sheep have gone astray.
我们就像那个走在旷在那九十那一百只羊里边的第一百只。
That we are just like the 100 sheep among those 100 sheep.
但是虽然是只有那么一只。
And even though there's only one,
但是我们的主撇下九十九个去找。
But our Lord leaves the 99 sheep and come to seek us.
我们薄饼的时候。
And many of times when we break the bread.
有些时候我们会唱到那一首诗的。
And sometimes we'll sing this hymn.
就是，是地上只有我一个人还没有得救。
And the lyric says that even if there's only one. that is not saved on earth,
他还是甘心乐意为我来走上十字架。
Then he is still willing to go on the cross for us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个是神的儿子所给我们看见的他的脚印。
This is the Son of God who lets us see his footsteps.
啊，因为这样的一个脚印。
And because of this footstep,
是父亲自为他儿子所做出的安排。
That they are the arrangement of the Father for his Son.
啊，所以那里就很清楚地告诉我们。
So here it tells us very clearly.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
That the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
神的儿子一个人。
The Son of God, all by himself.
他把所有人的罪孽都接过来。
He has received all the iniquities of all men.
因为他是神的儿子。
Because he is the Son of God.
他有这个资格。
That he has this qualification.
但是问题不是他有没有这个资格。
But the question is not whether he has the qualification.
而是他肯做这样的一件事。
But it's whether he's willing to do this.
有资格不一定要做这件事。
With the qualification, he does not have to do this.
你知道要做这个事。你甘心不甘心，肯不肯，又是另外一件事。
It's one matter that you know you need to do something, but it's another matter whether you're willing to do it.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
他看见父是怎样的定位，他就怎样的接受。
He sees the will of God and is how he receives it.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
是因着这样的一个安排。
And because of this arrangement,
我们的主就给我们带来一个何等的荣耀的释放。
What a glorious liberation that our Lord has brought us.
那这些事情对我们今天在新约里边的神的儿女来说，好像是太平常了。
And all this matter seems very light in the eyes of the children under the New Testament.
从我们信主的那一刻，一直到今天，我们都不住的在那里说这个事。
From the moment we believed in the Lord until today, we continue to talk about this matter.
但是那个问题在哪里呢?
But what is the problem?
我们是可以说这个事情。
We can surely talk about these things.
但是我们有没有感觉这一件事情的那个实意?
But do we truly feel the true meaning of this matter?
这是我们的难处。
And this is our difficulty.
这是我们的亏欠。
And this is our shortcoming.
弟兄，你常常看到许多称为神的儿女们的，他们在神的面前好像在跟随主的路，你说他不愿意走，这个好像不是；你说他肯乐意走，他实在不太甘心。
And many times we can see that those who are called children of God, that you cannot say that they're not willing to follow on, but indeed they are not very willing.
包括我自己在里面。回头来看跟随主的那个路程，就是这样的走过来。
And including myself, when I look back on the path that I follow the Lord, it is just the same.
什么时候心思里边发生一个转变，甘心乐意来拣选主的道路呢？
And when would be the time that there would be a change of heart within us that are willing to choose the way of the Lord?
一直等到有一天。
It is until one day
主的光临到了
that the light of the Lord comes upon us.
我们把平常听惯了的讲惯了的那个关乎主的事情很实际的很具体的成为我们的感觉。
Then we will turn what we are so used to hearing and speaking of the matters about the Lord that will become our experience.
这一个时候我们才摸到主走过的路所剩下的所留下的那个脚印。
Then it is at that time we can touch upon the footsteps that's left by the Lord on the path he trod on.
我们看到主所经历的这一切完完全全是在一个事实里。
And we can see all the experiences of the Lord is based on one fact.
在一个什么事实呢?
And what is this fact?
父的安排，父的定义
，which is the arrangement of the Father, the will of the Father.
而我们都如羊走迷
that we all, like sheep, have gone astray.
个人偏行己路。
Each of us has turned to his own
way. 耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归到他的身上。
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因为他看见他所经历的都是经过父的手才显出来的。
Because he has seen that all that he experienced are the arrangement of God.
所以苦是很苦。
So even though it's a lot of suffering,
难是很难。
And it's very difficult.
我个人最有感觉的乃是主在十字架上那一个呼喊。
And what I truly feel or deeply feel is the cry of the Lord on the cross.
我的神啊，我的神啊，为什么离弃我？
my God, why have you forsaken me?
弟兄姊妹们，你能想象得到，我们的主如果不是给压他太重，重到他几乎自己也承担不过来的时候，他不会喊出这样的一句话。
And brothers, you can imagine if it wasn't for the Lord to feel the crush on him so heavy to a point he could barely take it, that he would not have this cry.
我的神啊，我的神啊，
my God, my God,
为什么离弃我？
Why have you forsaken me?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们都知道我们的主是从在从前的永远已经是不住的在父的怀里。
And we know that our Lord from the eternity past, He has been in the bosom of the Father.
就是他道成肉身到地上来成为人的时候。
And even after He is the Word becomes flesh and He came to the world.
在具体人的这个感觉上面来说，他不再在父的怀里了。
And in man's feelings, He is no longer in the Father's bosom.
但是他仍旧是在父的怀里。
But indeed, he is still in the bosom of the Father.
但是等到有一天，他给挂在木头上的时候。
But until one day he was hung on the cross.
他不单是不在父的怀里。
Not only was he not in the bosom of the Father.
当然在我们的具体的认识上来说，认为他道成肉身的时候，他就离开父的怀。
It's according to our understanding when he was flesh.Words become flesh, he has separated from the Father.
但是我们懂得什么叫做灵里的交通。
But if we understand what is the fellowship in the Spirit,
我们仍然领会我们的主没有离开过父的怀。
Then we understand that our Lord has not departed from the bosom of the Father.
具体的面对面，好像他是离开父的怀。
In the real face-to-face situation, it's as if he has left the bosom of the Father.
但是在灵的交通里边，他没有离开过父的怀。
But in the fellowship of the Spirit, he has never left the Father's bosom.
所以他说，他是在地仍旧在天的人子。
So that's why he said he is the Son of Man on earth, but he was still in heaven.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
但是在十字架的那一刻。
And the moment on the cross,
他跟父真的是分离了。
He was truly separated from the Father.
父不让他在他的怀里。
That the Father no longer let him be in his bosom.
并且父掩面不看他的儿子。
And also the Father has hidden his face from his son.
待会我们还要看到一些更严肃的事情。
And later on, we'll see some matters even more solemn.
我们现在只是看到耶和华定义使我们众人的罪孽都归到他的身上。
And now we can only see that the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当他看见这一切都是从父的手里出来的。
When he sees all this is from the hand of the Father,
他默默无声地走过这一段。
Then silently he walked past this path.
弟兄姊妹，你留意啊。
And brothers and sisters, take note.
在上十字架以前，
Before the Lord went on the cross,
他做了一个什么事？
What did he do?
大祭司的仆人的耳朵给砍掉。
That the ear of the servant of the high priest was cut off.
主把它捡起来，粘回去。
The Lord picked it up and put it back.
弟兄姊妹，你看这个事情发生在什么时候？
Brothers and sisters, when did this happen?
发生他在被捉拿以前。
This was happened right before he was arrested.
他能做这样的一件事。
That the fact that he could do this.
他能不能叫自己脱离那些要抓他的人的手？
Can he not escape from the hands of those who arrested him?
绝对的可以。
Absolutely yes.
甚至门徒在那里对主说。
Even the disciples said to the Lord,
主啊，要不要我们求父？
Lord, should we ask the Father?
差遣十二营的天军来救你的。
To send the heavenly army to come and rescue you.
主说，我可以向父要这一个。
The Lord said that I could ask the Father of this.
但是如果我向父要这一个。
But if I ask the Father,
父所要做的怎么可以完成呢？
How could the Father fulfill what he wants to fulfill?
弟兄姊妹，你看到。当我们的主从父的手里头接过这一切的时候，
And brothers, as you can see, when the Lord has received all this from the hand of his Father,
他默默地走上父给他所安排的。
He silently walked on the path that was arranged by his Father.
哪怕那个就是十字架。
And it doesn't matter that it is the cross.
他就上去了。
And he went on it.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank our God.
是他说他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。
So it says he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要把他只是停留在钉十字架的那一刻。
But brothers and sisters, do not let this stay on the cross.
你要把我们的主从马槽的那个时候开始，一直到他给钉十字架的整段的路程。你都要算进去。
That you have to count the whole path starting from the manger to on the cross.
光是一件事情就已经够我们在神的面前俯伏敬拜了。
Even if it's just one thing, it's enough for us to bow down before God and worship.
什么事呢？
And what is this matter?
不是钉十字架。
It's not being crucified on the cross.
不是躺在马槽里。
It's not laying in the manger.
你说那还有什么？
So you might ask, what else is there?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
光是那一点，
Even with this one point,
他成为人，
That he became man,
光是这一点，
Even with this one point,
就够我们领会他是怎样的承受那一个不容易承受的。
It's enough for us to understand how he has taken up something that's not easy to take up.
我们都知道一件事情，我们的主在地上整个的路程一直是他接受他不该接受的。
And we all understand all the path that the Lord has walked on earth is.That he has received something he did not deserve.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得他是神的儿子。
Brothers, we know that he is the Son of God.
他是与神同等，也不是不过分的。
And this is not too much to say he is equal with God.
但是他现在却让人看不见他是神。
But now he would not let men see who he is.
He is God.
And he's just humbly, he is a man.
并且卑微到一个地步，躺在马槽。
And he is so lowly to a point that he lays in the manger.
弟兄姊妹，光是这一样，我们能从感觉上面留意到这是很不简单的一件事。
And even with this just this one point, we can feel that this is not easy.
从我们的经历上面来说，我们不能体会到我们的主的那个心情，但是我们能知道那个心情是怎么一回事。
And from our experience, even though we cannot understand the heart of the Lord, but we can know what it is.
在我们人生的路程上面，我们常常会碰到这样的光景。
And in our lives, we can often encounter this.
有时我们在人的中间是给人抬举，把我们升高。
Sometimes we're exalted by men.
有时我们在人的中间，不是给人升高，而是给人踩下来。
And sometimes we're not exalted, but we're trampled upon.
弟兄姊妹们，你给人升高的时候，当然你知道那是很喜，好像是很喜乐的一种滋味。
And Francis, we know that it seems like it is a very joyous feeling when we exalt it.
但是你是要给人踩下去呢
？But when you are trampled upon,
哎呀，你就觉得很为难了。
And you feel very perplexed.
那弟兄姊妹们
，The brothers and sisters,
你升高，你仍然是人。
When you exalted, you're still a human being.
你给人踩下去，你仍然是人。
But when you even when you're trampled upon, you continue to be a human being.
并没有改变到你是一个人的这个事实。
It doesn't change the fact that you're a human being.
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
当我们的主成为肉身的时候
，When our Lord becomes flesh,
没有人看见他是谁。
No one saw that he was God.
没有人知道他是谁。
And no one knew that he was God.
也没有人肯承认他是谁。
And no one was willing to acknowledge that he was God.
他就好像完全是成了另外的一个活物了。
It seems that he is an entire different being.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，如果我们能体会这样的一种变化
，And brothers, if we can understand such a change,
我们就知道我们的主他是何等的。宝贝也好，美丽也好。
Then we can see how precious or how beautiful our Lord is.
纯良也好。
And how good and pure he is.
柔软也好。
And how gentle he is.
的确，这个就是我们的主。
Indeed, this is our Lord.
说他被欺压在受苦的时候，他不开口，他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as sheep before the shearers, he silent.
他默默地走过了他许多的艰苦。
He silently walked through all his afflictions.
没有人想到，他这一切的经历乃是为着他们自己。
And no one would know that all these experiences are for them.
没人想到，我们的主是为着他的百姓能脱离那一个忧患而进入平安，而接受父给他的安排。
And no one would think of that Lord receives the arrangement from his father in order for his people to depart from afflictions and enter into peace.
他就是那样的完整的一个好人义人。
And this is how he is such a perfect righteous person.
但是人并没有很公平地对他。
But man did not deal with him righteously, rightly.
人认定他是该死的。
The man considered him someone who deserved to die.
所以就引出这样的一件事。
So it leads to this fact.
人要使他与恶人同埋。
That they would bury him with the wicked.
结果呢？
And as a result.
他就是与财主同葬。
And with the rich in his
death. 那当然，这个是以后发生的历史。
And of course, this happened later on.
那弟兄姊妹，你要注意的是什么呢？
But,
是主在几百年，差不多一千年以前，神就指出了这样的一件事。
But what we need to pay attention is that God has pointed out this fact almost 1,000 years before.
他就指出了我们的主在。在地上的最末了的那一层是怎么的行走
？And he has pointed out the last part of the Lord's journey on earth.
我们都知道，在那个哥哥他上面有三个十字架。
And we all know that on Golgotha there are three crosses.
说准确一点，就是有三个木头。
To put it more accurately, there are three pieces of wood.
当中那个是主。
In the middle is our Lord.
边上两个是强盗。
And then the other two are the robbers.
都是该死的。
And they deserve to die.
那三个人摆在那里。
And the three people were there.
所有人都说，全都是该死的。
And everybody says they all deserve to die.
当然，边上那两个该死，那有律法在那里给他们来印证。
And of course, the two people on the side that they deserve to die is testified by the law.
但是当中这一个钉在那个十字架上，他究竟犯了什么罪？
But the one who's in the middle, nailed on the cross, what kind of crime did he commit?
他做了什么事情？
And what did he do?
让他要非要给挂在那里不可。
So that he has to be hung there.
在当年没有人。
At that time, nobody knew.
现在也很多人不懂。
And even today, many do not understand.
但是神的话在这里说。
But God's word said,
谁晓得他在活人之地被剪除，乃是为了我百姓的缘故，罪过。
For he was cut off from the land of the living for the transgression of my people.
人不了解他。
And people do not understand him.
人不待他。
That they treat him, mistreated him.
人明明知道他是怎么样的一个人。
They clearly knew what kind of person he was.
但是他人还是说他是该死的。
But men continue to say that he deserved to die.
感谢神。
But thank God.
他死的时候却埋在一个富人的坟墓里。
When he died, he was assigned a grave with the rich.
所以在这里说到与财主同葬。
So it says here with the rich in his death.
一千几百年后所发生的这个事情和这里完全的吻合的。
And that happened about 1,000 years later, and it agrees with this.
弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢神。
Francis, we thank God.
我们读到53章的时候
，When we read chapter 53,
你非常清楚的看见。
And very clearly, you can see.
53章当时所说的事情，没有人明白。
All the matters is mentioned in chapter 53. Nobody understood.
但是你从上文你看到神说我的仆人，我的仆人。
But from the text before, God said that my servant.
啊，当然这个仆人也就是神的儿子，神的儿子。
And of course, this servant is the son of God.
那神在这里就指着他的儿子成为他的仆人，他所走过的那一些个路程。
So here God is pointing at his son as his servant, the path that he has walked on.
你不要说一千几百年以前说这个话，以后的一千几百年，就是主钉十字架以前的一千几百年，没有多少人懂得这一个。也许根本就没有一个人懂得这一个。
And needless to say that 1,000 years before that it has happened, nobody would understand the meaning.
到现在还许多人不懂这个。
Even until today, many would not understand.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得以色列是神的百姓。
And brothers, we know that Israel is the people of God.
但是现在的以色列，他们还是很厉害的拒绝主。
But even Israel today continues to reject God very severely.
虽然主按照时间把他们从王国一直到复国。
Even according to his time, God has bring them back and rebuild the nation after they lost the country.
但是他们还是拒绝主。
But they continue to reject God.
那现在你要到以色列要传福音非常困难。
And even today, when you want to preach the gospel in Israel, it's very difficult.
并且是抵触他们以色列政府的律法的。
And not only it is difficult, it also actually it.Goes against the law of the Israel government.
那年我去以色列的时候。
And one year when I went to Israel.
兰培德弟兄就告诉我们一件事情。
Brother Lance Lambert told us of one thing.
他说在这里传福音很难。
He said that it's very difficult to preach the gospel here.
信主的以色列人，他们用各种各样的办法来把主介绍出去。
But the Israel believers, they use all kinds of ways to spread the gospel.
其中有一样。
And that's one thing.
一些弟兄姊妹就把五十三章写成大字报那样，张贴在那个在路上可以张贴的地方。
And some brothers and sisters copy chapter 53 and then they post the writings on the streets where they can post the writings.
然后在五十三章整章抄写张贴上去的时候，底下就提了一个问题。
And then at the bottom, after the copying of chapter 53, they raise a question.
你们说这个是谁啊？
It's a question goes like, what do you, who do you think this is?
因为在以色列，他的律法有点有这样的规定规。
Because in the law of Israel, that's such a law.
你主动向人传福音，你犯了那个政府的律法。
That you are committing a crime if you preach the gospel to someone else.
要判刑坐牢的。
That you will be taken into the prison.
但是如果人家来主动问你，你是被动的回答呢，那你没罪。
But if someone takes the initiative to ask you about it and you answer them, then you're not committing a crime.
所以一些弟兄就把五十三章抄在那里。
So some brothers copy down chapter 53.
然后就是说，你们说这个是谁？
And then they ask, who do you think this person is?
他就坐在那。
And then they would sit there.
那以色犹太人走过那里看看看。
So the Jews would come by and then they would read.
一直看到最末后。
And then they would read to the very end.
你们说这个是谁？
Who do you think this is talking about?
当然犹太人不懂这个是谁。
So, of course, the Jews, they do not understand who this is.
但是看到了，他也很想知道这个是谁，那么特别的。
But after they read it, they were very curious and want to know who that person is.
所以他有人就会问坐在那里的那个，当然是弟兄了。
So someone would ask the person who sits there, who is a brother.
他不知道这个就是他弄上去了，他说。你看了，你觉得这个是谁？
And he does not know that the brother is the person who posted up, and he would ask, who do you think this is?
那弟兄们就在这样就开始传福音。
So this is how the brothers begin to preach the
gospel. 这样传福音就没有罪。
And then when they preach the gospel this way, they're not committing a crime.
关在牢里。
Otherwise, they would be sent to prison.
弟兄姊妹们，你看，留意这种光景。
Brothers, take note of this condition.
在一千几百年以前，主就说了。
That is almost 1,000 years ago, the Lord said.
没有人知道，特别是以色列人，他们对这个事情很陌生。
Nobody would understand, especially for the Israelites. It is very strange for them.
到现在，你碰到那些正统的犹太人，你给他说耶稣，他们要吐口水的。
And especially the Orthodox Jews, if you speak of Jesus to them, they will spit on you.
他们还是不知道，是因着我百姓的缘故，他给剪除。
They still do not understand he was cut off from the land of the living because of his people.
但是呢，主在这里说。
But the Lord said here.
耶和华却定义将他压伤。
It was the Lord's will to crush him
使他受痛苦
and cause him to suffer
以他为赎罪祭
and offer him as a guilt offering.
弟兄姊妹们，我们读到这里的时候
and brothers and sisters, when we read to this here
碰到有一个问题很严肃的，是平常我们不大理会的。
and we come across a question that is very solemn that we do not usually understand.
有一年，不晓得是前年还是再早一年。
That was 1 year. I'm not sure if it's 2 years ago or earlier.
的时候，西征弟兄就特别提了出来。
In WCCC, our brother Christian Chen raised this question.
那就是说到我们的主钉十字架的时候。
And he talks about when our Lord was nailed on the cross.
究竟是谁把主钉在十字架呢？
And who put him on the cross?
我们一般来说，我们就说罗马兵丁把他钉十字架。
In general, we would say that it is the Roman soldiers who put him on the cross.
就是人把他钉十字架。
As he was put on the cross by men.
但是一些读神的话读得深入一点的弟兄们给我们指出。
But the brothers who study God's word deep into it, they would point out.
主钉十字架。他整个的时间可以分成两半。
That the period of time that the Lord was nailed on the cross could be divided into two.
上边一半，下边一半。
That's an upper half and a lower half.
你怎么来分别他呢？
And how could you make the division?
我们的主不是在十字架上说了七句话吗？
Didn't our Lord spoke of 7 sentences while he was on the cross?
你留意七句话。那七句话。
If you pay attention to the seven sentences that he said.
那个说话的对象。
And the audience or the object of his words.
你能看见那个 时间上的那个区别。
Then you can see there's a difference in terms of time.
当然，如果从头到底是罗马兵丁把他钉在那里的话。
But of course, if from the beginning to the end, it was the Roman soldiers who put him on the cross.
那只是人间的律法律的问题。
This is only a question of the law among men.
那如果你说我们的主是为着人的罪给钉在那里，那罗马兵丁钉他没有解决问题。
And if you say that the Lord was nailed on the cross because of the sins of the world, then that's no problem of the Roman soldiers putting him on the cross.
因为他钉在那里是人间的律法。
Because he was nailed on the cross because of the laws of men.
但是弟兄们就说。
But the brothers said,
在主钉十字架的下半
the later half of the Lord on the cross,
特别是他喊出我的神我的神为什么离弃我的这个话以后
especially after he cried out, my God, my God,
你看到主在十字架上所面对的是这个子与父的
So what we could see was the Lord, what he was facing is between the Son and the Father.
前面的那一个好像他是站在人的地位上来说到人在神面前的事。
And in the former half, it seems like he was standing on a human point of view.
上面那一段是神的儿子站在父神的面前的事。
And the latter half is the Son of God talking to the Father.
所以最末了的时候
so at the very end,
就是父啊我把我的灵魂交给你
he says father I'm committing my soul to you
然后说成了
and he said that it is finished
那弟兄姊妹们那为什么那些弟兄们特别就指出这件事情呢
so brothers and sisters why do those brothers specially pointed these things out
就和这个五十三章有一个直接的关系
and it has a direct relationship with chapter 53
因为是耶和华定义要把他压伤
because it was the Lord's will to crush him
因为不是耶和华让他死
because if it wasn't for the Lord to have him die
不是父要让子死
if it wasn't for the father to have the son die
罗马的兵丁所钉的钉子没有办法把主钉死。
That the nails that the Roman soldiers put through the Lord could not kill him.
所以我们的主也自己在那里说。
So our Lord speaks of it himself.
没有人把我的命夺去。
No one can take my life away.
是我自己交出来的。
I am the one who give it away.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
那因为这，我特别提这一点，乃是让弟兄姊妹你很清楚地看到。
And made special mention of this is for brothers and sisters to look at it very clearly.
我们的主挂在木头上。
That our Lord was hung on the cross.
有一段的时间，他是完全站在人子的地位上来接受神对人的审判。
For a period of time, he was standing on the ground of a son of man to receive what God has given him.
但是有一段时间。
But for the other period of time.
是神的儿子。在那里显明他为人付出代价来挽回人。
It is the Son of God to manifest that he is paying a price in order to redeem man.
虽然这个事情我们不必特别去要强调它。
Even though we do not have to make special emphasis on this matter.
但是我们必须知道。
But we have to know.
因为神的话在这里说。
Because the words of God
主自己也在那里说
speak of this here and also the Lord speaks of it here
耶和华定义要把他压上
it is the Lord's will to crush him
主说没有人夺我的命去是我自己舍的
the Lord said that nobody can take away my life it is I who give it away
我们感谢我们的神
we thank our God
这是神儿子他所走过的路程
this is the Son of God the journey he has traveled on
所做成的事
And what he has accomplished.
那我们今天晚上所交通过的还没有把五十三章完全的看完。
And what we have shared tonight, we have not complete chapter 53.
但是我们已经能掌握的一个事实。
But we can grab hold of this fact.
五十三章就是非常浓熟的 把主的所赐和主的所做在父的祭活的里头是怎样的显明他的功用。
And in chapter 53 it tells of who the Lord is and what he has done very concisely and what he has manifest.
我们这些人就是完完全全在那里承受他为我们所做成的。
And we are here just to receive what he has done for us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们巴不得弟兄姊妹们在53章里边能更多的在主的灵的光照的底下领会更深。
May it be that brothers and sisters under the light of the Lord's Spirit that we can have deeper understanding in chapter 53.
最低限度让我们在擘饼纪念主的时候可以更深的摸到主的心意。
And at the very least, during bread breaking, we can touch upon the Lord's heart deeper.
我想我们今天晚上就暂时停在这。
And we'll end here this evening.